Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report. I welcome Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We're going to the Caribbean, something fresh for us. However, the Caribbean has had an important election in these last hours. The Caribbean also has two very troubled states. That would be Haiti and Cuba. And then there is how many exactly sovereign states are in the Caribbean? How many count? The new Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, is keen on all of the Americas, including the Caribbean. And over these next years that Mr. Rubio goes adventure after adventure in below the Gulf of America, Gulf of Mexico, it's important to learn these names. The professor's here to help me understand with the different sovereign states, the different colonies, and their relationship with the United States. We begin with Suriname, the headline in Reuters. Suriname's ruling party opposition nearly tied in parliamentary election. This is 24 hours out of date. And as I understand, the counting is necessarily going forward, but it's not overnight. Ruling VHP and opposition NDP almost tied. New parliament will choose country's next president. Suriname on the cusp of predicted oil boom. Professor, a very good evening to you. I read from Paramaribo. I'm learning all this. The ruling party and its top opposition rival won a near tie. Why I'm interested in is that oil bit, because we know that there is a bounty of light sweet crude discovered off the coast of South America, including Guyana and Suriname, to my understanding. So we're looking at a development over many years going forward. What is to watch for in the Suriname election? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, first of all, Suriname has a number of different resource and criminal and other choices in front of it, making who emerges on top in this coalition in this state that receives relatively little attention very important. And so during the previous years, you had had the Indo-Surinamese dominated party, the VHP with Chan Santokhi heading the coalition with the one of the leading Afro-Surinamese parties that by a gentleman by the name of Ronnie Brunswick of the ABOP and a coalition of others in charge. That led to a relatively U.S.-friendly state facing some of these challenges. Now, with the most recent election, you had had a important change that occurred in the Surinamese constitution in law, which essentially changed the structure of Suriname's electoral system from having multiple multi-member districts to now having one great big proportional representation district. And so basically what that did is a lot of the smaller parties that got special representation because of their concentration in smaller areas lost seats, and it shook up things a little bit. But so again, as you pointed out, the votes are still being counted, but the VHP, which previously was the head of the former coalition, and the old National Democratic Party, the NDP, of the former strongman Desi Bouterse, are in a almost tie. The NDP got 18 seats, it appears, and the VHP got 17 seats. And then with a total of 51 seats, roughly the other third is in the hands of a number of different smaller parties, including the ABOP, which will probably be one of the kingmakers. So really, the real question right now is the coalition politics as they negotiate. They have to choose the person who becomes the president president with two-thirds of all votes. And so there's going to be a lot of haggling that goes forward. But at the end of the day, the question is whether they continue with a VHP-led coalition as they have before with Brunswick. If they select the NDP as leader, there's an interesting possibility there that Jennifer Simmons, who would be the first female president in Suriname, and also who is very experienced, who served actually as the parliamentary head under the previous strongman Desi Bouterse, could thus emerge as the first female president. But there, again, as you pointed out, there's a lot at stake. There's the development of the oil, something that's called the Gran Morgu project, principally developed by Total Energies and conduction with Statoil, but also the question of the relationship with China. China had increased its position in the country, especially under the former Bouterse administration, with about $776 million in loans over a decade, as well as projects throughout the country, not only Huawei, but in the forestry sector, in the mining sector, with Zahin acquiring an important property, just to mention a few things. But then there are other issues, such as Suriname becoming a transit point for drugs, both through its airport and through its ports, going into Europe. And so Paramaribo, the capital that you mentioned before, a lot of drugs going through Zandari Airport, as well as out of the port of Paramaribo into places like Rotterdam in the Netherlands, creating a big concern there. And the broader question also of just the role that Suriname will play in the security environment in the in the region in general. So a lot of questions depending on how the coalition is formed in this country that frankly receives very little attention, with the exception of the fact that for the first time recently, you had our Secretary of State Marco Rubio actually visiting Suriname just a few weeks ago.
Detail: predicted oil boom. I presume this is the same offshore discovery made by, I believe, Exxon in the last decade off of Guyana. Guyana is threatened by Venezuela and by interpretation of 19th and 20th century decision-making when Guyana was a colony of the British Empire. Is that also trouble for Suriname? Are there cross-claims of their sovereignty?
There are some minor claims in the south interior between Suriname and Guyana, but those have been principally resolved. But what you point out also, the claim by the Maduro regime in Venezuela to the Essequibo region, which is effectively two-thirds of all of Guyana, continues to be a security concern. One of the things that just recently happened, of course, is Venezuela held its local and midterm elections. One of the things that the Maduro administration had done, however, in recent weeks, in recent months, was to establish Essequibo, over which it claims, despite the ongoing international court case, it established it as a new Venezuelan state and claimed that it actually held elections for representatives. Something that the Guyanese government, of course, called provocative, and the International Court of Justice had forbidden Venezuela from doing. And so there is a reminder, as Guyana itself brings on its even larger oil assets into offshore, which is impacted by those claims, that some of this Venezuelan aggression pressing what was a claim that came out of an 1899 territorial dispute dividing it between the former colonial masters, that that could flare up into at the very least impacting the development of oil by the Exxon-led coalition, and at least stirring up a lot of trouble in Guyana, whose military is frankly far smaller than that of neighboring Venezuela.
We go from Suriname to the OAS because the new head of the OAS is a longtime Suriname diplomat, Albert Ramdin. When we come back, Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.